Pinchas nichnasti acha Reb Yeshua lebeis HaKisei. As Reb Akiva was a Talmud from Reb Yeshua, so he once followed his Rebbe into the Beis HaKisei. V'lomarati mimenu gimel dvorim. His Rebbe didn't know he was there. He hid behind the door or something. So he watched his Rebbe, the way his Rebbe made, and he learned three halakas from this. About then, Mor said, this is Torah. He did it l'shmo to learn Hilchos Beis HaKisei, to know how you attack in the Beis HaKisei. He said, l'marati, I learned three things. L'marati, shein nifnim mizruch marav. You're not supposed to be facing mizruch marav, even though it's chutz l'oretz, as long as possible like the Bekiva. You have to be marked, but not to do between mizruch and marav. El et sofim v'dorim. Only either et sofim v'dorim side. L'marati, not alocho, shein yifroyim umit. He said, I saw my Rebbe, when he went to make, he wasn't standing, he was sitting down. And the Gemara's time, it wasn't so easy to sit down. It's not like our, for instance, there's chis of yav. There were stones there, and it wasn't so comfortable. So the Mishnah says, if you were allowed to do it standing up, it would be much easier to make standing up. If he sat down, it's a mash, that's halacha. You're only supposed to make sitting down. And I watched my Rebbe, when he wiped himself, he didn't use his right hand. But the Mishnah, if it would be mutter to do your right hand, everybody knows it's easier to wipe with your right hand. You're rather doing everything with your right hand. And he saw that Rebbe Vedatka uses left hand. So he learned halacha, mashma, you're not supposed to wipe yourself with your right hand, only with your left hand. So the Gemara, elevate small, or your left hand. Omale ben Azi, so ben Azi, yes, Rebbe Kiva, ad kano, asta panecha, rabcha, you Rebbe Kiva, you have such asus ponem, you went and saw your Rebbe making the race of Kisei, how can you went in there? Omale, toirihi, v'lumadani tzarech, name, not a chutzpah, I did it, l'shmo, to learn Hilchos Beis HaKisei. And these are lochas he learned. And these are lochas are brought down. So it's Nogeya, Vistlis, Mekam, we'll soon see about Mekanech, about wiping yourself with your right hand, we'll soon see. Tanya ben Aza Yoimer, Pamachas, Nodamaisa, Nechnasta, Yachir, Rabbi Kiva. He's now Rabbi Kiva's Talmud, he says. Ben Aza is Rabbi Kiva's Talmud also, followed his Rebbe into the Beis HaKisei, the Beis HaKisei. It's Midi Kenegad Midi, it's his Talmud, follow him in. L'marati mimenu gimel dvorim. I learned from Rabbi also the same three things. L'marati shein nifnim mizruch marav. You shouldn't be facing mizruch marav. El etzofim v'dorim. For this providing there's no wall there, you're just doing it outside in the fields. L'marati shein nifroyim umrej. You're not supposed to make standing up. El miyeshiv. Only when you're sitting down. L'marati, this is going on gedelim. Not a mashtim, not on meiraglayim. On gedelim. And v'aritav l'marati shein mekanchim b'yamin el b'smel. You should only wipe yourself with your left hand and not with your right hand. Omalei of Yehuda. So Yehuda tainted to Ben Azai. Ad kan hasta panecha b'rabcha yet such as is problem. You followed Rabbi Rabbi Kiva into the Beis HaKisei. Omalei, Talmud gave the same teretz. Torah he v'lumo dani tzora. This Torah I went in to learn Hilchos Beis HaKisei. It's not how as is problem. A bigger maisa now. Rav Kana oil gani tusei perayu d'rav. Rav Kana was a Talmud d'rav. And he went in and slept. He went under the bed of Rav Kana, of his Rebbe Rav. His Rav Kana oil, Gani, like lie down, Tusa underneath, Pariah the bed, the Rav of his Rebbe, of Rav. And Bishas, his Rav, was having Tashma Shamita with his wife. Ishmiya, so that Rav Kana underneath heard his Rebbe, heard Rav, Shmiya, the Sach, he was joking with his wife. The Sach, first he spoke to her. The Sach, then he was joking with her. The Yosef Tzroch, then he had Tashma Shamita. Omalei, so Rav Kana from underneath, like had tainus to his Rebbe. Omalei told his Rebbe, the nei pume di abba, like my Rebbe's abba, my father's mouth, like the way you're talking like such taiva, kid loisar of tashila, like you never tasted a tavshil. Like, you know, as he was in the spoil upon his Rebbe, he was talking with such taiva to his wife, saying he enjoys her, he likes her, love, he spoke to her, dirve ritsu before the maisam. So he, like, he felt it wasn't nice for Rebbe to talk such lashoinus. You sound as if your mamash, you never had pashmash before. So Omalei Rav said, Kana, what are you doing here? Hochiyat, you're here under my bed. Puk, get out of here. What are you doing in the bedroom here? Lavur Chai, it's not nice to do this, to be under my bed now. Omalei Rav Kana said, no. Toirihi, v'lumudani tzorach. I'm doing this l'shmo, I want to hear the Tashma Shemita. I'm here to learn halachis. So the mice. So Trashi, they always say this over, this mice over to the Chassanim. Rashi, the Sach, the Sochik, Imishtai, first he spoke to her, Sicha, Betelo, he spoke to Taket, Verm, Betelo, Mato, Sharitza, Tashrus, to make him a Ritza. That's a derech over there, it's a derech of a Tamachachim, it's a derech. Not to stop going to your wife, but first talk to her nicely, Ritzui, Bimhor her, and then be Yosef, Rashi, then be Shemesh Mitosei. So Imamish first spent time talking to her. So the Talmud and Eve didn't know such a thing like that. He told me, Kid Loisar of Tashinon, kodem rov, like you're talking different reach, different love, you sound as if your mama shav taivam, a hungry person, looks as if you never had that before in your life. Shatanayi kalash roish, zel taiva sacha. That you're noy such kalash roish, talking as different reach. And the ma'isa loch, that's what you're supposed to do. Even though Kenzan kind of did it, Rav did it l'shmos Kenzan, he did it l'tzorich his wife. But the ma'isa tzorich, your wife, you're supposed to make your wife in the matzah of ritzui. She's very happy and wants the ma'isa, and that's the way tashma should be done. So that was the law Rav kind of learned from his Rebbe. Right. So the word now is nazba. The word of one halacha we learned before, the basic kisi was, my eng mekan chem yimin. We learned before, you're not supposed to wipe yourself with your right hand, only with your left hand. Elevate small with your left hand. What's the hezber? Omar rova mifnei shatoyra nitna b'yamin. The Torah was given the right hand, therefore it's covered for the right hand, you shouldn't wipe yourself with it. Semi sezach. Shenema miyaminoi esh dos lomai. Because Rav gave the Torah with the yaminoi with the right hand. Rava barachona omar mifnei shikroi v'lepe. Usually when you eat, you put things into your mouth, you use your right hand. So it's not nice to make your right hand miyas. By wiping yourself, then you put something into your mouth. Rashi Shekwebel the pair, Regidin Lo Shita the pair. Therefore, your right hand shouldn't be used to wipe yourself. We have Shimon Ben Lakish Shomim of Nesha Koshabot Tfilin. Even though you put the tefillin on your left hand, but the Maisik Shira use your right hand to tie it with. So therefore, the Maisik Shira, you should wipe yourself. Rashi Shekoshabot Tfilin Bezroyas Merlin. Is on your left hand, you tie it with the right hand. We have Nachrim of Yitzchokomim of Nesha Marabo Taime Torah. So Josh Taime Torah. Rashi Negiyos, Time Name Mikra, Shotur, and Nevi Muksuvim, Bain Benikin, Shvaseif, and Bain Bagboy, Kilm, Sosin, the Mills, Nimuso, Shapashta, Vadagra, Shaseif, and Mapta, Melo, Yodai, is when you're laying along and you want to know the truck, you use your right hand to follow along the laning. The Fitama Negina, Risei, the Kurim, Havoy, and Mount Yisrael. Is when they're laying, they use their right hand to follow along the Sefer Torah. But since you use your right hand for Kedusha, it's not nice to wipe yourself with it. The more kitanoi, machlokes hanoyim this, we have lezer raima, what's the time you should wipe with your right hand with neisha oichobo? Because since you put food into your mouth with it, it's not nice to use, I'll get your right hand dirty. We have yeshua raima with neisha kaisabo, because you're right with it. You write your bikdusha with it. We have a kiv raima with neisha marabo time etoyo. You see the different sloras. Lemaisa is brought down that there's another chum also, even with your left hand, metchila, if it's possible, you shouldn't wipe your hand, it's brought down with the middle finger. The middle finger, since you're tied, it's filling around the middle finger. If it's possible to wipe without the middle finger, you're supposed to do it. If you can't, you can't. His dog brought down a ksas kula b'zman hazeh, they tie me some which Achman says it. One person is lo malam mitzchus, that the Gemara is talking about mekameyach, and the Gemara's time they didn't have toilet paper. Either had to use a stone or you had to use the hands. The male hands got very, very schmutzig. So male, it's not nice, these in your arm, to use your right hand to make schmutzig your right hand. Of his man is that you have toilet paper, but your hands usually doesn't get that dirty. But if you can wash yourself with toilet paper, not to get yourself that dirty, you don't have that part of the Gemara. What some of my friends want to say, Masas Kula. But about the Mitzchila, it's like a better do with your left hand if you can do it. But though this Kula, if you don't get your hand dirty, use toilet paper, it's like Masas Kula. Before his mash wants to rush, before it says that they wipe your hand with the right hand, you wipe yourself with your hands, and you had Zuum on your hands smelled. So someone telling it today, if you use toilet paper, it doesn't get that zuma, wouldn't have this like powder so much. Right. Omer of Tanchim, Bachan Yiloi, Ko Hatsunua Vesakisei, Nitsu Mishtoisha Dvon. If you tsunua when you go into the Vesakisei, you nitsu from three things. Minan Choshim, you shouldn't be afraid a snake will bite you, Minak Robin from scorpions. Or min amazikim, you shouldn't be afraid of mazikim. As a mizmana gemara, these things were shayich. So with chus, you'd be in tzenu. And the basic isya, these things won't happen. Shashi shemeteretz ni yosoi, misnaik benachas v'shtikam, you go in there, benachas quietly, and easily, and shtika quietly, v'ina nechoshim agishim. V'il nechoshim don't realize you're going in there, l'ska noyiz, but if you mekana you. V'yafa mazikim chos no love. Even the mazikim have rachmonis on you, since you know it's nis. You'll have good dreams if you tnu in the Beit HaKisei. Because the bad dreams come a lot because of the mazikim, the shaydom you had before. So if you tnu, that keeps away the mazikim. Morahu Bay Sekisu is a Bay Sekisu, they have a Tverian, Tverium, Kiyabi Isle Bay, Bay Tray. Even if two people would go in there, are filling the money, even by the daytime, which usually in the daytime there's less mazikim than two. Usually they stay away from, still, Niski. This Bay Sekisu was like Shriach, but mazikim, even in the daytime, two people got hurt. Mashenkin Rabami Rabasi. Heavy Isle Bay Chad Chad, when Rabbi Rasi used to go into, into this Beis Kisei, even though they went in one after another, only one at a time, Luchudeyu, Voloi Miski, nothing happened to them, no hezek happened to them. Amulu, Rabbonus, Rabbon, Estes, to yes, Rabbi Rasi, Loi Mr. Fiso, aren't you afraid of the Mazikim? There's a place that Shchiach Mazikim here. Amulu, Anan, Kabbalah, Gamrinu. We have the Kabbalah, we learned that Kabbalah, the Beis Kisei. What's the Kabbalah, what's going to save you? From the Mazikim Rabbi Sakisei, Sniusa Shtikusa. If somebody is knowing Snius and Shtikusa, he doesn't talk in the Rabbi Sakisei, so that would be Matthew from Mazikim. So now, if I say Rabbi Rabasi was Snu in the Rabbi Sakisei, they weren't afraid of the Mazikim. Rashi Kabbalah, Miseris, and Minik, Shikabalah, and Abisenu, Rabbi Sakisei. This is the Kabbalah we have, that if we're knowing Snius in the Rabbi Sakisei, it's our Tallah from the Mazikim. Right, another Kabbalah they had is the Yisuri. If somebody has these serum pains or sicknesses coming upon you, shtekusa umeboi rachmi. The eitzur shtekusa means be mekabla, if we have before the ava, be mekabla, Hashem is doing it to you, and mevakash rachmim, not to make a big tzimis about it. Shrashi kabola the yisurim shtekusa, shleivet the yisurim aboi molov. Don't be angry and like fight back, you have yisurim right now. There'll be mekabla from the eibishter, and be mevakash rachmim, that's the eitzur for it. Mor abayo, Marbile ine imru. Abaya's mother made for him a special limb. Lamaya badei le beis kisei. When he went into the beis kisei, not to be afraid of the mazikim. Much the Gemara's time, there used to be a problem. There used to be mazikim, and they used to hang around the beis kisei. So Abaya's mother prepared for him, bought him a lamb, trained the lamb to go, and then he went to the beis kisei. The lamb went with him. Rashi marbile imre megadelis loisir or melamdosai sherluchim mytomid. His mother was Malama, the Seh, she always go with him. I said, that saved him from the Mazikim. Why are there two people? Why didn't the mother already make a goat? Why is the goat is easier, would have been better. There it says, Seyer the Seyer Michle. Name the Mazik that's there by the Beis Akisi is called Seyer. And Gedi is also called the Sirizim. So now if you use a Gedi, it's too close to the Mazik, it'll be no good. So as you say, Shade, Shabeis Akisi, Doimel Seyer. Balayim Nemos Irim Yirakakusham. Sirim means the ghost, the shade, they're dancing around there by the Beis Akisei. So it's no good to have a goat go into the Beis Akisei. That's the same name as the shade. Therefore, his mother Dafka made him a lamb. Rabba said, Mar Rava, Mekan made the Abi Resha before Rava became the Rosh Yeshiva. This was the Maisiyah before by the Chalemis. At the end, when Rava finally paid Behedya, then he gave the interpreter's dreams good. And the dream was, he said, Abaya's palace is falling down. So the dream interpretation was that Abaya is going to die, and now you, Rav, is going to take over, be the Rosh Hashiva. So yes, so Rav, before Rav became Rosh Hashiva, is Mekarka Sholei Basar Chizda. That was Rav's wife, Basar Chizda. You should just have to shake Amguza Baliknish. You used to shake nuts in the glass when he went into the basic Isai. It's like to scare the Mazikim. So she'd be outside shaking this glass of nuts to scare away the mazikim. That's all she had to do. Trashy Amguza looks up. Neisenis egos b'sefel. She put a nut in the jar. Shel nechoshes or mekarkish is brain. She shook it. Mi bayis from outside. Vu nifne kinegnu b'chutz. So she was inside and he was outside. Also outside together. Vi nifne. Vashenikas the Gemara busted the molech. After Rava became Rosh Yeshiva. So Trashy busted the molech means v'nasa Rosh Yeshiva. So Rechshimur tvei. Now he has to watch out more from the Amazikim. Shem is kanoyim ha-shedim ha-tamidik ha-chomim. Yoisim yishar b'na yodim. Because the shedim have kanoyis, are jealous of the tamidik ha-chomim. So now he has to watch himself more. So what did his wife do? What did Rav's wife do? Avdalei kivosa, she made a hole, a window, near the door to the Beis Kisei, a wall to the Beis Kisei. Omavdalei yodei ha-reisha, she stuck her hand in and put on top of his head when he was making. And that was our soul to save him from the Amazikim. Shrashi kivosom chaloin. She neged mokim shunifna. She made a window near through the wall that he was nifna on the other side. Achurei habayis. And she put her hand through, and then it was saved him. So today's there's a good kash here. Before the mice of the stories with the chaloin mice was first when Rava went to interpretation of our hedgi, he didn't pay him yet. So all the chloimis were bad. So one of the first chloimis was, he said that your wife is going to die. For his later the maisa was, then Rava finally paid Bar Hedya, and then lady started to interpret the dreams good. And the lady said to become Rosh Shiva. So according to this cheshbon, his wife died before he became Rosh Shiva. And here it's Mashma's wife was still alive. So Tzadik Zatz said, you have to be madche, the Eshleimah mikol makom leniftara ad achrabaya. And even though the dreams were taking place before, but that dream that his wife would die didn't take place till after first Abaya died, and then Rav became Rosh Hashiva, and then Rav's wife died. So it was the Meister, Rav's wife was still alive, even though he became Rosh Hashiva. And she used to put her hand on top of his head. Amar Ula, Achurei Hagede Nifna Miyad. If you're going in the back of a fence, you're allowed to be Nifna right away. You don't have to go away. Even though there are people on the other side of the wall, you're on the other side, you're allowed to make right there, you don't have to go away, further away from other people. If you're making in the bikkah, in the open fields, Kolzaman that when you make, and you make noises, nobody can hear you. People shouldn't hear the noises you make when you make. Then you have to go further away. You shouldn't hear the noise of the wind or what you're making coming out. Don't have to go so far away that people can't see you. That's even if you're making the back of a fence, still you have to move a little bit away that the people on the other side won't hear the noise you're making when you're making. Here, that's also a design. You shouldn't do it. It's not sneeze. The people hear you. Then you have to go even further away that nobody can see you. It's not enough just they can't hear you. It has to be far they can't even see you. People are working by Tyrus. The Beis Chabad, that's a place where you make the oil. You're squashing the olives to make oil. The Nifnin, and you have to go make. Lachuri HaGeder, Vein Torin. And all you have to do is just go in the back of the Geder, and still we say the Beis Chabad is still Torah. So you see your ladder, just go and make Achuri HaGeder. So it's a kasha according to the Issa Ben Yonosan. He says even Achuri HaGeder, you have to go far away, at least that people can't hear the Yiddish. And here it's Mashma, Abi, in the back of the Geder, it's enough. And the Gemara, B'tayrus HaKidu. We're talking about your worker to keep this base of the oil tor. So if you're going to go away, when you make, you're not going to be a shamer on it. We're afraid maybe some tumor will come and touch the base of touch the oil. So here we'll make a look. Well, you're making oil. B'tayrum, you have to be nearby to make sure no sheriffs, nobody tummy touches it. Then you're allowed to be nifna. I'll be right in the back of the wall. You don't have to go far away. Trashi Yotzer Pesach Beis Abad. Mishamrei Tyros Shel Shemin Beis Abad. Somebody is a shemir watching this Tyros. And Mesuch Lufnas, if he has to go make, Yotzer Mipesach Beis Abad. He goes outside the door. V'niftan Achurei Geder. Shefnei Pesach. Rabbi's in back of the wall. V'en Choshin Shemin B'tei Kach Yikonis Amoritz. We're not afraid. Since he's right outside, not much will come inside. Yigia. Is Alma Niftan Achurei Geder Miyat. Mashma Abiyigo right behind the wall at Smuter. And you don't have to go far away that people can't hear you. There it is, B'tayrus HaKilu, B'shvil Shmiras Tyrus, HaKilu Beis HaKisen. Since you're the Shomer, if you go far away, we're afraid an Amoraz will come in and touch it, we'll make all you to make right outside. Talk about Shankin, a regular person, Isi Ben Yud Old, Isi Ben Nosn Old, you have to go far away, that nobody should hear you making. That's also not me. Toshma, Kama Yirchako V'yotarim. How far can you go away? Trashi, the same thing, Shomer Tyrus, somebody's watching Tyrus, and he has to go to make. How far can you go away to make in a still be called Torah? Kadei Shihei Reyehu. That calls the one, he can still see it. Smashbi can't go too far away. He has to be able to see the Beis Chabad. Shrashi Kadei Shihei Reyehu. The Chivan, Deini Yochel Esrachet Yosef, since he can't go far away, that he can't see the Beis Chabad. Akorchach Yimutzrach Lefanois Yifne. So since he can't leave it, when he has to go make, he's allowed to make right away. It's the view of the East, the boyish Leirenu. The Kash on Issa, he says, you have to make sure nobody can see you. The same Torah, Shan Yechle Tyrus, that Kilo Barabon. Since you're ashamed here watching this Tyrus, if you're going to go away, we're afraid that Amoraz will come and touch it, therefore here we'll make it. Trash the Kilo Barabon, and Bishvil Shmiros, and the Kilo Beis HaKise. There are more Mako to let you, even though it's not sneezes, to do it if somebody can see you, still we'll make it. Rav Ashi Yomar, My Kozman Chen Khaver, what does that mean? Kozman, people can't see you. The Kama Isi Ben Nosen Kozman Chen Khaver Royas Prua. It's no kasha. It just means people can't see the actual making. They can't see your bottom. When you uncover that, they can't see. If they some see you at the top of you, that's all right. So maybe here also could be the same thing. You're far away that you can still see the base of bag, but just people can't see the bottom where you're making. That's all you have to hide. He can see his friends. Just that they don't see his bottom where he's making. There was a safton, that means a maspid. Somebody said a hesped upon a mace. The nochet came with Nachman, came in front of Nachman. Not on him, there was a mace there, there was a hesped. And Nachman was by the hesped. And the safton, the maspid, said, Omar, hi tsnua b'rechosav. This person, this nifter, was a big tsnua in all his ways. B'rechosav heavy. Omar of Nachman, Shav Nachman asked the maspid, at Eilas B'deil the Beis Akisei, did you go and see this person the way he makes in the Beis Akisei? The Yadat im Tsnuahi im Lav, in Loi, I Tsnuah Iloi, do you know if he was Tsnuah or not? The Tanya, in current Tsnuah, which person is could be called the Shem Tsnuah, El Lamisha Tsnuah Beis Akisei? That's the Ikat Tsnuah. Oh, if he watches himself, the Beis Akisei not? So the more of Rav Nachman, my Nachman minay. Why did Nachman have to chepazich with the maspid? So if he wasn't so snu, so what? Let him stay as hespid. My Nachman minay. There's his name. Mishum the time Rav Nevraisa. Kishem shenefroim in amesim. Just like a person is mesach molestan, he has a lot of chatoim. In Shemayim they give him a din of all the chatoim. His kach nefroim in asafdonim. The same thing. A guy that's maspid. If he says sheker, he says the guy is a tzaddik and he wasn't a tzaddik, they could also give him for din. We'll also give him a manish for that. Or Minoim Achrayim, people say, yeah, he was a great tzaddik. That's also not right. You shouldn't say a shekel, even a shas hesped. He's a little bit more than he is that you have had to say. You're allowed to say a little bit more. But to say a shakrin, if he wasn't a tznua, and you're going to say he's a tznua, it's worse off. It's no good for nifter, it's no good for you. If Rav Nach was not put upon this maspid to know, do you know, Klo, what you're saying, whether you're tznua or not? Tell Rabbon. Ezel Tsnua, who's called the Tsnua, Bishar Beski say, Zea Nifna Balaila, Bimokim Shnifna Bayoin. And even though by daytime when people can see you, you're more Tsnua, you hide yourself more. So you do the same thing at night, even though at night you feel nobody can see you. But you're a Tsnua, you know the Abishi can still see you. So you're Nifna the same much Sneas by night as by day. Kedimor Aini, Vohomar Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, Leolam Yine Godam Esatzma Shachris Fiyarvis. You should be nidig best means you should be rogel to go to the Beis Akisei in the morning and at night. Today shaloi yehet sarach lesrachik. That you shouldn't have to go too far away. Rashi. Yinik adam atzma listeners, you should be rogel to go make in the morning. Shachu is kodem ayoim, early morning. V'yarvas mishach ha-shecho, at night time. Today shaloi yehet sarach lesrachik. Al ma'im lesrachik malayla. Mashma, you do it at night time, you don't have to go far away. As if you're going to make it in the daytime, you're afraid of people, you have to go outside in the woods. Vashenken, if you make it at night, they'll make it early morning, when nobody's around, then you can make right nearby. So you see, you don't have to go far away by day, the same way you do it. You don't have to go far away at night, the same way you go away by daytime. Mashma, at night, you can do it for car right away, from nearby. Vizu, rather be a moment heavy, yours a lot meal. Rover, the daytime he went out in the forest, a mile away he walked to be in the Makam Snua. Over Lila, okay, a nighttime he had to go make. Omale Le Shamish told the Shamish, Pnuli Duchte, Gruchaiva, the Mosa, go find me a place in the city and street in the city. He didn't go a mile away, he made right away. Zemlach, you don't have to go as far away by night as by day. V'chein Omale Rabbi Zeiro Le Shamish, Rabbi Zeiro told the Shamish, Chazi man yika churi beis chavrin, the bin the lebifna, just go check, make sure nobody's outside behind the beis chavrin, the bias will be the chaverimo, and then I'll go make them. And the Gemara, loy teme b'mokim, don't say that at night. You have to go just as far away, as you go by daytime. Eleimo kedera shenifna v'yoyim. It just means you should be tznua, means make sure nobody sees you. Just like by daytime you make sure nobody sees you, but within a nighttime also you should make sure wherever you are, even if you're close by, but nobody should be around. Rav Ashi Yomar, afilu teme b'mokim, even though you say you have to be far away. Lenitzche la keren zavis. Now, Kamina is a keren zavis. So Drashi, the Karen Zavis, and Yesh Karen Zavis Samich, if you have a corner,
Ye boyu sorach leskalik leskalik shom balayla kibiyoin layifla begoli.
That's what it means. It means if close by you have it easy to get behind a corner within, nobody will see you. You're supposed to do that at night also. But if you have no corner away, then that's why at night you're not mechuyev to go very far away.
Rav Ashi yomah filu tema b'mokim
yelotin
bufa. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. You
should be able to go make in the morning and at night. Because then we didn't have a base kiss in the house, you had to go out in the fields. So the daytime you have to go far away. So save yourself the trip, be able to make it early in the morning and at night.
Tani Nami Hochi. Benazo Yemer Hashkein, get up early in the morning, but say. Means go make. Faharev at night time, but say.
You won't have to go far away to make.
Mimashmesh, you should check yourself or rub around there the mokum, be shave, and then sit down. Of the altashiv, don't first sit down to make with the shamish, and it's a mashmesh, and then like rub yourself there to check yourself. The shamish rashi, bitsur with a rock. Or the kisim with a glass. Lift toyach the cover, right, to rub. On the bottom there, like to open up the hole there. And then read the Masech the Shabbos. Lashinachem, Mishamesh, HaMoshev, Shlo Yehei Meluchlach. It means you should check, make sure the place there is not dirty.
Lashin Rishon Hogan, the first Prash of Benadim, came normally, Mishum Kshavet, Kondi Mishum Shofim, Al Kishav, typically, Kiva Shoshim, Kvam Lachlochim, the Godev, and my Yom Mishum Shos. Wasn't going to help you late. If you sat down on a dirty place, it's not going to help you. Because Mashiach, the first Prash, they used to rub themselves there, that would open up to make them go. So you're supposed to first rub yourself and then sit down. But once you sit down, you shouldn't rub yourself. Shekol ha-yoshiv, if somebody sits down first, or memashmir, then he rubs himself, as afilu oisin kishof in basfamir, afilu they make kishif in Spain, boyin olah, kishif comes. There's not magayb as man as there so much, because now we don't have this kishif. As man ha-gemar, there's a lot of kishif there, and if you do these things, the basic kisei, it was like causing the kishif to come upon you. The anshiv yosef, you forgot. And first you sat down, and then you rubbed yourself, and so now the kishuf will come upon you. How can you masakim yourself? When you come up or go out, don't come to me, don't come to me, this kishuf. These are different names of kishuf. These are all different types of names of kishuf. It's a segula to save you from the kishuf. Rashi, the Chashi, it's a different type of kishuv. You say this gula, it saves you from kishuv.
Tanya ben Azayimim.